5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Alright guys, this is Freeman from Zombie Cast and Knuckleball Radio, and you're listening to the most awkward thing on earth, the Horribly Awkward Podcast. Iams, I love you, brother! Wiki. Alright man, what's up, dude? How are you doing, Mr. Iams, dude? Thanks for having me on Horribly Awkward.
What do you mean?
Oh,
we're just hanging out.
We are just hanging out, man.
Everything with Freeman turns into a fucking business situation. I just want to hang out. You want to do podcasts?
I do, man. You know, I want to get awkward. I want to ask you, man, how was your Christmas?
Well, I don't celebrate Christmas.
Aw.
But I did.
Why not?
Well, because I don't want to buy presents.
Well, that's awkward.
That's not.
Well, I don't know. Some say it's better to buy than to give, but I like to receive.
Yeah, give me all that. Yeah, I'll take everything you want to give me, man. But it's like, I want to come hang out. Like, hey, Freeman, let's go hang out. I want to hang out, dude. I want to hear you play some jams. You bust out with the DJ shit. But no, you just want to, business propositions, do a podcast. Come on, man.
Yeah. Something in the works, dude. But, dude, I've been enjoying, I love everybody's stuff. All the pictures from the holidays and the family and stuff, dude. And, you know, dude, I love it whenever you post pictures of your family, man. I love it, dude. It seems like you guys are close-knit and like, real lovable, dude.
Yeah, until we get drunk and we get naked. And, you know, then those pictures go viral. That's always fun. But I'm not sure, man. It's like, do you want to buy some?
I don't know. Well, you know, I don't know how to go about this, dude, but it's the holiday season. The new year just passed, dude, but your grandmother, man, she just celebrated a high birthday, man.
Oh, you want the hookups?
Well, not the hookups, dude. I was just curious, man. Yeah, I'll be 41 in January, but I was just curious, man. I've never asked you before. Is your grandpa, is he still living?
My grandfather, I don't, one of my grandfathers passed away. Oh, no.
Oh, I'm so sad, dude. So, I mean, I don't know how to go about this, and I know this is an awkward show, but this is down-to-earth stuff, dude. But, is your grandma like younger guys?
Yeah, she looks exactly half her age, so.
How old is your grandma, dude? Because she posts these pictures, and I gotta say, man, she's hot.
She's 41 years old.
She's 41?
Okay. Now this is getting too creepy. Grandma, I love you, and so does Freeman, so we're going to do the Horribly Awkward Podcast. Hey, DJ Freeman, drop that beat, man.
Whoop, whoop. Wiki, 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 wow, wow.
Horribly awkward. Awkward.
That's horrible. I can't even control myself. It's so horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Sean, dude, you're horribly awkward.
Sean, I know you think this is weird, but it's not as weird as you think it is, dude.
Don't do that, it's awkward.
Welcome to the 16th episode of Horribly Awkward. I am your host, Sean. As always, another podcast and another kick-ass guest. You guys don't even know how I feel right now. This is gonna be amazing. I've been waiting for this for a while, ever since I started. Feel the excitement, guys. This is one kick-ass guest. I want to thank you for listening to the podcast. If you're listening on Stitcher, give me a thumbs up. If you download it on iTunes, just take the time to press that button and give me 5 stars. I'm only worth 5 stars. So, okay, guys, I don't even know where to start. I honestly don't know where to begin. My head's about to explode because this is the Podfather, you guys. This is the Podfather. But find me on Twitter. Awkward_podcast. Find me on Facebook, blah, 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 blah. Leave me a voicemail, 510-600-3475, you guys. And also listen to my other podcast, Horrible Gamers with the Z. That's like a bzzz, like a B all up in your ear hole, like Yomar Lopez said last time he was on Horrible Gamers. Bzzz. Okay, you guys, on today's show, you guys don't even know. Just straight from DJing himself, the master of the DJ, straight from ZombieCast, All Games Radio Network, from Knuckleballer Radio. This is the guy that, when I went on his show on Knuckleballer, he's so cool and so awesome, and he got me. He planted the seed in my brain to start Horribly Awkward, and here it is, you guys. So this is my daddy. Hey, daddy.
Oh, man.
This is
Thank
my
you,
Freeman
dude.
Daddy. My Freeman daddy.
Yeah, man, the Freeman daddy. I'm not much to rave about, dude, but dude, I gotta be honest, man. Fucking love, man, some horribly awkward stuff, dude.
Sean, really, you can't cuss on this podcast, dude.
Oh, shit.
I'm just playing. You're Sean Freeman, man.
Dude, thanks for having me on, man. It's been a long time coming, dude. I've been listening to these episodes that you've been putting out. Dude, I make it on finally on 16, man. I'm glad I'm up to the ranks to where you have me on your show, dude. But I'm loving everything that IAMS does, dude. You're fantastic, man. You're a pro.
Thanks, dude. That coming from you, man, that means a lot. I mean, it's been hard to get you on because you're a busy dude, man. You work long hours. You do two other podcasts coming up on three, the Social Dozen, man. That's going to be coming in a month or so.
Yeah, dude. You know, last year, I think, you know, usually I weld aircraft aluminum.
Yeah.
TIG welding. And last year of the 52 weeks, I think, 48 of the weeks I worked overtime. And usually I work Monday through Thursday, 4-10s, and have every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off. But I've worked 6 days a week, at least 48 weeks last year. Plus, you know, the couple of radio shows that I do. And then, you know, I started getting into DJing and all these gigs I've been getting. So, yeah, man, it's been busy. But you know what? Life's short, dude. You gotta pack it all in there, man. You know, when your time's over, it's over.
Yeah, so, but it's so much. Like, when you get too busy, man, then it's like you start. I don't know about you, man, but I like 40-hour weeks. I work the same thing. I work Monday through Thursday. I get Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays off. Typically, that works pretty good for me. But when I have Fridays are like my call-in nights. So it's basically I wait around until 8:45 p.m., make sure everyone showed up. If everyone showed up, I get my 20 bucks just for being the call-in dude. If not, I get called in. But if I get called in that one extra day, man, I'm so frustrated, man. I couldn't imagine doing that, like, week after week.
Dude, it's all right. You know, like the radio shows is Monday and Thursday. So, you know, that's at 8 on Mondays and 9 on Thursdays. So, you know, that's always just blocked out time. And then, you know, the DJ is always on the weekends, Friday night or Saturday night. You know, there's not many weddings on a Thursday or Wednesday. So,
yeah.
So you know, it's not about being busy. It's just routine. You make a routine and you're comfortable with it, then it's all good. Although, I've been on vacation the last 11 days, and I got to go back to work tomorrow.
Oh, that kinda sucks, dreading. Right? That sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Like, last week was Christmas. It worked out perfectly. Right, I got some extra work done the week before, so I took a four-day weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Going back on Monday sucked like balls. And then this week was like, every once in a while, there's a fifth week in a month.
Right.
Like, so, like, that makes my work shorter. There's a lot less for me to do. So, So basically, I can take the extra days off, or I can work them. So I'll usually find work for one extra day, and then I'll take an extra day off. So I had two, like, four-day weekends in a row, man. Going to work back to work tomorrow, I just don't want to do it.
But, dude, your line of work, man, you're always – dude, you never talk about it. You're always guaranteed to find something, right? Like a gold bracelet or
yeah, sure.
Maybe a wooden leg or something like that. I mean, what are some of the gems that you found on the job, dude? Because, you know, you kind of get what everybody leaves behind. And sometimes, man, it might be $100 bills. We don't know, man. It's a big secret, Irons. You got to let us know. What are some of the things that you found on the job?
Well, I don't find much, dude. When I used to sweep parking lots where you'd basically cover every inch of the parking lot, every once in a while you'd find a $20 bill. And when you find a $20 bill on the ground, the first thought is like, whoa, someone's playing a trick on me. And you pick it up. You hold it up to your light in the truck. You make sure that that strip's in there. Make sure it's legit. Because I found one that was like a $10 bill. It was fake. But I don't find much stuff, man, because in the areas that I'm doing, man, trust me, there's a lot of homeless in Fresno, and sad as it is, and they'll go through and pick those lots, man. They'll walk every inch and get all the plastic bottles and stuff, and you know what?
Hey, they make your job easy, man. You and the bums, man.
Yeah, but I'm just cleaning. Right now I'm cleaning sidewalks, so it doesn't matter what's on the sidewalk. I'm just hitting it with water, and it's going into the main driveway of the parking lot, but. Yeah, it's okay. I kind of like going to work and not having someone look over my shoulder always. Just kind of make sure you're on your own shit. It's kind of nice.
Dude, that's good, dude. That would be so awesome. So awesome.
Well, enough about me, man. We always hear about me. I want to hear about Freeman, man, because you got into DJing recently. Well, how long have you been DJing for?
Actually, it's been a little over a year. And what happened was where I live at is in North Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina. And it's where we have the PGA golf tournament, like Tiger Woods, you know, comes here to do. He was here this past summer, but the PGA stops here, so we got a nice country club, swim and tennis place that we go to, and they started having these parties at night, and they would have these soccer moms hooking up their their phones to the sound system. And yeah, it was just kind of boring. So, you know, I got introduced to Spotify. So, you know, I got to where I would go over there and click in and kind of DJ from my phone. And then I was like, you know what? I love music so much. I grew up in a skating rink. I like funk. I like all kinds of music, reggae, heavy stuff, death metal, whatever. But I love music. So I was like, you know, this would be a good break from my work and from the radio shows and stuff, you know, to be able to DJ and play music and kind of control the crowd, be in control. But I have anxiety about being in front of people. Mm, you know, like yep. I'm the type of person I am that, you know, to where if my burger's wrong at McDonald's, I won't go confront them. Much less, you know, an expensive restaurant. You know, if they serve me bad food, you know what? I'm going to eat it because, you know, kind of scared to get up in front of people. I hate confront people about stuff. So that was the only hurdle was getting up in front of people. So I was like, you know what? I want to DJ so bad. I got to overcome this fear and be able to talk in front of people. So I went and I bought the sound system. I already had a MacBook. You know, my kids and my wife got me a Pioneer mixer, a DDJ mixer, turntables and stuff. And I started doing it, you know, and I was really, a lot of times I get nervous before gigs and stuff, but usually once you say the first word into the mic,
mm-hmm.
you know, you know, it's almost like doing a book report. You got to hold your breath and be like, all right, whew, go. And then, you know, and block that fear for 1 second. And if you hold your breath and block that fear for 1 second, it just kind of goes away once you start talking in the mic. Yeah. But I get hype, man, hyper than I do on my radio shows whenever, you know, I'm DJing and stuff. Sometimes it's just playing music. Sometimes it's mixing music. But sometimes, you know, there's pressure of the weddings and people's special day. And it, you know, I get a little scared about stuff like that. But all in all, man, I'm loving it, dude. You know, yeah, I just done a gig on New Year's Eve for about, it was like 150 people at the country club. But, dude, I love it, man. I love it.
Did you get up there? It's so much fun.
It is so much fun.
It's like you get paid to have fun. Like, hey, here's some money. Go have fun. Oh, well, yeah, sure. Yeah, let me add it. Like, I would love to get paid to do something fun. I would love to, you know, I would love to sit here and do podcasts and just get really good at it and do it every week, you know, 5 days a week and get paid for it. Can you imagine? That would be so amazing. I mean, I couldn't get on a rate like the actual radio. My brain. I don't have the right words. I couldn't stop myself from cussing and saying odd, awkward shit. But right. It would be awesome if I could do it.
Well, see, whenever I first started, you know, like I got a couple of parties, like, you know, Sweet 16 and stuff like that. You know, and I was charging money, you know, $200, $250. And I got to talking to the, you know, I ran to another DJ and I was talking to him. And I was like, you know, I don't know anything about pricing. And he's like, well, you know, with the setup that you got, you can make $700 in 4 hours.
Yeah.
So, you know, I kind of learned the ropes. I went to YouTube research and dude, and now, you know, for the average gig, you know, it pays $150 to $200 an hour to play music and mix a little bit and talk and interact with the crowd, dude. But, you know, like gigs say like New Year's Eve, dude, I go in there and I drink the fine liquors, the fine beers, eat the good food and make $700 in about 4 hours. So, dude, it's well worth talking in front of people and getting over that fear. But I love it, man. I enjoy it. You know, I would do it for free.
Yeah, that's amazing, man. I love playing music. Back in the day, I used to make some music and shit. But I used to, like, I had a couple turntables and I had a bunch of vinyl, you know, the way they used to do it. And I wasn't very good at mixing music, but just, like, hearing just some good beats and letting them go and trying to mix them, it's like, where does time go? It just, time disappears for a little bit, dude. It's amazing. It's so much fun. And you're just getting, man, I'm so jealous, dude. I'm so jealous.
Well, I mean, it's fun. You know, you got adult events and events with kids and stuff. And every now and then, you know, I'll slip up in a cuss word, might be in an edited version or something to where I messed up doing the playlist. But, you know, they seem to always overlook it. You know, I bring the hypeness to it and the stuff. But, you know, usually whenever I DJ a gig, say like I could DJ at the country club, well, a lot of times I'll book 2 to 3 gigs from that. You know, so it's just like the snowball rolling. You get it going down the hill and stuff.
Freeman Mommy. Woo.
Freeman Mommy.
34/14.
Hola, hola. So like, here's Freeman, man. He's playing. It's a lovely, dubby, slow dance song. Everyone's grooving. Everyone's having a good time.
Let's get it on.
Pick it, pick it, pick it. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Wu-Tang Clan ain't. He's like, oops.
Abomatomically.
Oh man, Wu-Tang Clan, hell yeah, dude.
You know what? And that's one thing I haven't found yet was the edited version of Triumph from Wu-Tang.
Oh, Triumph, man. That was like that was the jam back in the day. I remember
block of the wooden soldiers, disciple pox couldn't hold us.
Oh, I love dude, I Wu-Tang, love it. Dude. I used to love Method Man back. Method Man was like the first one to start me into Wu-Tang, just that Metical, pass it over here now. Oh, I love Method Man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man.
Do you remember DeRottweiler? It was Method Man and Redman.
DeRottweiler's a song?
Yeah, it was the name of a song.
I remember the album. I don't remember the names of the songs, but I bet you I've heard it. Like, I remember their, what was it, Blackout? The Blackout album? Is that the one you're talking about?
I guess. I don't know, man. I just type it on Spotify and it's there. But yeah, man, I dig all that stuff. But to be able to control the crowd, to be like, you know what? What's a song that everybody loves but ain't heard of in a while? Yeah, and I sit there and brainstorm all the time, even when I'm at work, you know, and I'll create playlists in the bathroom at work. You know, I think of a song, go to the bathroom and add it. So, you know, it's, dude, I grew up in a skate rink, man. I just like music. Did you ever go skating, Iams, whenever you were a kid?
I did a couple times, but skating wasn't really my thing. I mean, I was more of a skateboarder hanging out in the parking lot trying to wax up some curbs, but... But
well,
like,
well, how old are you, Iams?
I am 35, I think. Yes, 35.
35. See, I'll be 41. So early 80s, man, the skating rink was like a big thing.
Yeah. So when I was young, I didn't do anything, man. Honestly, my social anxiety kept me from doing anything. I mean, I stayed. I was indoors, man. Video games and stuff like that. I wasn't go out and go do fun stuff around people type of person. I mean, I'm still kind of like that, which kind of sucks, but I'm getting over it little by doing these shows. It's like get more comfortable with, like, I remember the first time I had to host Horrible Gamers podcast because our host was out and I was nervous as hell. But like, just like you said, once you get that ball rolling, you just start talking and your words start flowing and you got to stop trying to think about what you're going to say and just feel what you're going to say and let it come out.
You got to force yourself, almost like, you know, whenever we're out cold, you know, we're outside and it's cold, it's wintertime, and my kids were over there shivering. I'm like, just stop shivering. Make yourself not shiver.
Yeah.
And it takes the edge of coldness away. And it does, you know, if you're like, all right, don't shiver. Yeah. And you get over that hump, and it'll give you a good 15 seconds of not being cold. Dude, it really works.
You, like, hyped your kids out of not being cold. Man, see, Sean, you're like the super hype guy, dude. You could probably bring Hitler on your show and hype him up, make him seem like a cool dude, man. I mean, like, you got it, dude. I take a lot of inspiration from that. I try to follow in your footsteps a little bit. I mean, like, us two talking, I mean, this could be, like, a solid podcast. It might be no pauses at all.
Hey, dude, it's all about, I don't know, man. Life is good, dude. You know what?
Life is
good. One thing that I learned a lot from was, you know, not to bring the show down, but I worked with one of my coworkers. They called him, you know, the sheriff's department came to work one day and was like, we need you to go downtown. And he was kind of like, you know, my son didn't do nothing wrong. And, you know, the guy called back and his mom, dad, and wife had got killed in a car wreck. And, you know, I went to this funeral of this guy, and I, you know, I told him, I was like, John, man, you know, dude, I don't know what to say, man. I have no words. And he said, you know what, Sean? It could always be worse, dude. My son is still alive, and life is good, buddy. So, you know what? Life is good, dude. It could always be worse. You know, so you got to make the best of what you got.
It can be worse.
Yeah, like me and you, dude, you know, we buy, you know, we get a laptop, a cheap microphone. And you know, we put out these shows, dude, and it comforts some people, man. And you know, believe it or not, people are listening out there. So, you know, I always like to be hype on everything that I do, dude.
You're right. There's no reason to not be. I mean, most of the people who listen to podcasts, let's be honest, most of the people who listen to podcasts are people who are fortunate enough to have jobs where they can listen to podcasts. It gets them through their night. It helps you forget about your shitty job. I mean, I do it because I have a shitty job, guys. I'm not saying that I'm unfortunate to have a job. Like Sean was saying, it can always be worse. I could have no job, but I do have a job where I can listen to podcasts the entire night, man.
Right.
I mean, that's where I got introduced to stuff like ZombieCast, Knuckleballer. But you know, all these amazing podcasts. I mean, it's so awesome to have an outlet like this for me just to talk to people. Like there's somebody listening, right? Hey, person, how you doing, man? I just want to say hi to you personally.
Right.
And if we are not friends on Facebook, hit me up, Sean Imes Fuller. I like to get personal with my audience. I love the, when people reach out to me and go, hey, I heard this on the show. I heard Sean Freeman on the show. I heard that episode you made with Gabe. You guys were talking about anxiety. Like you said, yeah. Your wife. I mean, yeah. That stuff, that makes a difference. Little by little, it makes a difference.
Dude, that really helped my wife out. But you never know who's listening, man. So, you know, especially, yeah, it may not be that exciting in person, but I try to be. But like on the, say, Zombie Cash, you know, I look at the maps of the downloads, and I'm like, you know, Ethiopia?
Wow.
I got a download in Ethiopia? Well, you know what? I'm going to make that Ethiopian happy.
Yeah.
About something, you know, or Iraq or wherever, you know. But it's, dude, it's, I've always been a jolly, happy-go-lucky person, man. Even whenever I was a kid, man, you know, it was, I was always the kid that, that just happy, man.
Your glass is always half full, man. That's good.
Yep. That's right. Half full.
It's like you say, it could always be worse. Like I always think about like this sucks and this sucks. It could be worse. I could have left the house 30 seconds earlier and got in a car accident and passed away. And you never know. Like every little thing you see in life that's great, man. Just cherish it. Cherish your friends, even if a lot of people say, like, when you're friends with people online or over Facebook, that it's not real friendships. I call that bullshit. I got some really good friends, a really good connection, network of friends right now. And, most of us don't live near each other.
I am. You know, today could be a bad day, but you know what? Tomorrow we could be begging for a day like today.
Yeah, dude. I love that. That was awesome.
That's my theory on life, man. You know what? You never know what tomorrow brings. And I put a post out the other day like that. You know, let's enjoy this minute. You know, you never know what tomorrow brings. But, you know, like you could have a car wreck today, but tomorrow your parents could get killed. You know what? And you would wish for a day where you was having a car wreck.
Yeah.
It could always be worse.
Fantastic.
And you know what? And if your parents were to die tomorrow, you know, the next day could even be worse, dude. It can always be worse, right?
It could always be worse. And if anybody has gone through terrible tragedies like that, I'm really sorry. My heart goes out to you. My prayers go out to you, because there is people that have gone through death. I mean, it happens. It's life. It's sad and it sucks, man. But
yeah.
Let's bring it down a little bit, guys. Let's go to the sad hour.
Let's get it on. Put your hands back, Iams.
All right, let's get it. Let's get that hype train. Let's talk about Zombie Cast, man. Because lately Sean Freeman, you've been pegging those fucking awesome guests. You've been getting guys from Z Nation. You've been getting actors. You've been getting musicians. You've been getting like all kinds of great guests. I need, I inspire. I look at that, I'm like, damn, I wish I had some of these guests. It's so awesome, man.
Dude, you know, and they'll come, Iams, dude. What you're doing is great, dude. You have nothing to worry about. But you know, ZombieCast, dude, over January 1st was the fourth year of ZombieCast. And, you know, and there were a lot of humps and hurdles there at the beginning, you know, with bad hosts, enemies, and stuff like that, dude. But, you know, it's step by step, you know, and We've gradually built up ZombieCast, and then, you know, with the hype of The Walking Dead and stuff like that, you know, we've been fortunate to go down there and hang out with those guys and you know, talk to people in the industry, and, you know, it's I don't understand it, but people seem to like ZombieCast.
Yeah, because it's a great show, man. You guys got there's four of you guys on there typically, and you guys mesh so well together. I mean, you, Ted, Matt, and Norma are just like perfect combination of zombie killers, I guess. I don't know what to call you guys.
Thank you.
It's great, dude.
Yeah, you know, well, I can't do it without, you know, because like I said, ZombieCast, you know, it was, there's been different hosts to come and go, but, you know, Norma, Ted, and Matt have been on for, you know, a few years now. And it's like, dude, it's like we all just click, man. The chemistry's there. You know, it's almost like me and you talking, you know, just being two radio guys, you know when to pick me up and I know when to pick you up. But all three of the hosts on ZombieCast are the same way. You know, they can tell whenever I'm getting breathy and need somebody to pick me up. And usually Ted, Matt, or Norma always does it, dude. And, you know, like I could just bust a joke and they'll flow with it. You know, just spur of the moment. Or they could bust a joke and we'll flow with it. But, you know, chemistry is key, I think. And those, you know, us four together is – you know, it's really nice, dude, even behind the scenes and stuff. You know, we're just as lovey-dovey behind the scenes as we are on the air.
Yeah, dude, I just realized at this moment that I've had all the zombie casters on for one-on-ones, man. That makes me proud.
Yeah, man, it's awesome. We're honored, dude.
I mean, because Matt's been doing VGO for a long time, man. He's in the mix for a long time. I mean, Norma coming on. I mean, I remember hearing Normie on VGO doing a guest one week, and then all of a sudden, you know, like she's on your show. Like that's so awesome. And she, you know, like Normie's one of my favorite people in the world. I mean, it's
she knows great, that. And
she knows
and I
that.
Do both of my shows is on. She's on the show, and then the new show that me and you're working on, The Social Dozen, and yeah, I think there's 13 hosts together on that. But I told Normie, you know, anything I do, she's got to be a part of it.
Yeah, and she's down for it. Normie's like the best sidekick ever.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I guard her well. I guard her well, and I told her that. I was like, you know, I'll kill for you. Norm is great, man. It's
so she's like, Freeman, kill this guy for me. Like, oh, hold up, get my plane ticket ready.
Yep, that's it. I got my knife right here.
Oh, no, don't say that on. Shh, no one heard that. Everyone.
Nothing
on. And, you know, big shout out to Ted Bracewell with his Combat Kids cartoon. He was on a couple of weeks ago, but like his video is at like 1.25 million views right now. I mean, it's just jumping by the tens of thousands just every day, every lesson a day. That's crazy, man.
I think he hit a million like right around Christmas, and then like a couple of days later, it's like 1.2 million. So I was like, dude, you're going to be at 10 million for long before you know it. And he's like, man, this is just crazy. I was like, enjoy it, man. Enjoy the ride.
Yeah, yeah. Ted, I told him too. He's like, I didn't know it would do so good. I'm like, Ted, before it even came out, you said this is going to change the world, and it's making an impact. Don't be so humble, man. Be proud. Like, it's such an awesome animation, because I used to draw and paint and stuff like that. I'm looking at his artwork the whole time, like, how did he do that? This is, like, really good. Like, you don't have any previous, like, you know, he doesn't have any previous cartoons. This is his first, like, man, if he can knock these out, I mean, if he was good enough, had a team to do it, I mean, this could be, this could definitely be, like, a series of cartoons.
Yeah, dude, it's so professional. You know, Ted put so much work into that. And even before it was known public, you know, us at ZombieCast knew that he was working on this. And you know, time went into this, and so I'm glad that it's paying off for Ted. But it's not just paying off; it deserves to pay off because it's freaking awesome, man. Combat Kids with a K, over on YouTube. Check it out, Combat Kids. It's fantastic.
Oh yeah. So Sean, let's go back a little bit. Let's dig back into the Freeman past. Okay. What got you into podcasting, man? What started it off? What year? What was kind of your inspiration? What did you listen to? What kind of podcast did you hear before? Or did you not listen to podcasts before? Was it just something random? I mean, I really want to know.
Well, you know, I've been listening to podcasts for about 10 years now. And it was back for Christmas. Freeman Mommy got me the iPhone. It was the fifth generation iPhone with the video. Or no.
The iPod?
It was the iPod, way before the iPhone.
Yeah, it was like fifth generation.
But it had the wheel on it. It's like the classic looking thing. But you know, I saw where it had podcasts on there. You know, and that was before that everything was Wi-Fi and all. You know, you had to put your podcast on there at home and take them to work. But I was introduced to podcasts, and I started listening to. It was Dig Nation. Is that the name of it? Dig Nation.
I don't know. I haven't heard of that one.
With Kevin Rose and Alex Albright, and it's kind of a tech show. And I listened to Dig Nation, and then a show started called Video Game Outsiders.
Yeah.
And I started listening to those guys, and there was one that was – it had this guy named – it was Carpal Tunnel and the other guy. But I think it was Gamer Tag Radio before what Gamer Tag Radio is now. It was like way, way back. And I started listening to these podcasts, you know, and then, you know, that was before Video Game Outsiders went live. So, you know, I would write in via email to Video Game Outsiders. So, you know, I would – start hearing my name on their radio show for a couple of years. You know, it'd be like, well, Freeman emailed again, you know, and then there would be conversations about Freeman with Kyle Jones, Michelle, and John Jacobson back then.
Yeah.
And I kind of grew into their community, you know, and then the B Team started, and I become friends with all those guys. And then I was on the B Team podcast for a Christmas episode, and then there was another guy that also came in for a segment named J.W. Andrews, and he's a youth minister out of Ohio, and he was on the same show that I was on. And a couple weeks after that, the guy that was the guest on the B-Team messaged me, J.W. Andrews, and he said, dude, we should start a podcast. I noticed that you were on the B-Team the same time I was. And he's like, you know what, we'll call it Knuckleball Cast. And he's like, and this is, you know, and he kind of came up with a premise, you know, we'll bring, back then we brought three topics each. And it could be any topics, you know. So I never knew what JW was going to talk about, and he never knew what I was going to talk about. And we did 100 episodes and got picked up by the All Games Radio Network for Knuckleball Cast. But, you know, life changes and people grow older, and JW was getting married. So, you know, he just really didn't have the time to do Knuckleball Cast, which, you know, it had a couple-year run. And this was probably, I guess, we started about 6 years ago. And we've done the 100 episodes, and then, you know, he's like, you know, I'm getting married, you know, and I still talk to JW all the time. We're still really good friends. But, you know, there was just not time for it. So I was kind of in the hunt for a host, and I got a message from Eli, Mr. So Doom, which I do Knuckleball Radio with now. And he's like, dude, I would love to be your co-host. So out of respect of JW being a youth minister, we've never cussed on that show, never said even the word hell or, you know, piss or anything like that. Out of respect, because, you know, some of his youth group would listen to the show. It was all about tech and games and anything under the sun, the way Knuckleball Radio is. So out of respect to JW, I started a new feed with Eli called Knuckleballer Radio, which, you know, me and Eli done it for a good, I guess, 75 shows. And then Norma come on board. And right around the time, right at the end of Knuckleball Cast, Zombie Cast started. It was January 1st, 2012, the first day that we done Zombie Cast. It was season two of The Walking Dead.
Happy anniversary, man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And so, you know, whenever JW left Knuckleball Cast to get married, you know, Zombie Cast was going. So, I had two shows at the time. And then, you know, that's when we started, you know, a little racier, a little more explicit show. So, I stopped Knuckleball Cast and started Knuckleballer Radio with Eli. And I think we're up to like 150, 160 episodes now of Knuckleballer Radio. But Norma's on there now. And, you know, like I said, you know, when Zombie Cast first started, you know, it was with some hosts that, you know, with one guy that lives local here and then one that lived on the West Coast. But, it was a great war at the start of Zombie Cast. And, you know, sometimes I still hear from those guys from time to time. But, dude, it was some bad times for Zombie Cast before Norman's
kind of war? I mean, you don't have to bring too much personal stuff into it, but I don't know.
It was a war to where, well, eventually the FBI got involved because it was somebody from overseas, and it was some real deep stuff, you know, threats to my family and threats to my wife and things like that. But what it is, it was I was starting a show, and you know, after a couple of episodes, you really realize that guys are just not serious about it. You know, they would rather do other things than the show that you're on. But you know, I'm putting 110% of my time into this show, you know, the promoting it, the editing, the posting, you know, the recording, the streaming, you know, all this stuff, you know, and it just didn't work out. So, you know, talking brass tacks, you know, I had to break away from them. And, they kind of disagreed with me, man. But it was a straight up crazy war, dude. I mean, if you could look back, back then, man, at all the stuff that I went through. But, you know, like I said, threats to my, you know, it was crazy, man. Wow. Crazy. I can look at some videos, man, from overseas that some people, you know, it brutally threatened me, man. And the next thing I know, the FBI's knocking at my door, you know, because, you know, my wife, you know, told me to kind of report things like this. I mean, you never know what people are capable of.
This podcasting thing
is into my house, man.
This is trip, man. This is a thug life, dude. This podcasting thing, man. Now you're scaring me off.
Podcaster, man, can get crazy. Caldwell, Mike Caldwell.
Yes,
was friends with me back during all this. So you know, Mike Caldwell can vouch of the bad times of Zombie Cast. But you know, that was about 25 episodes deep. And then I broke away from that. And then, I went through a couple of test hosts. And then right after that, dude, Ted, Norma, and Matt joined all about the same time, man. And it's been gold ever since. You know, I don't even think about the past.
Yeah, it's once you find the right connections, it works out itself. With Horrible Gamers, it's hard for some of the dudes, like some of the guys, you know, are married. Some, you know, we're doing some Horrible Gamers on like a Saturday. So it's kind of hard to plan Saturdays around a podcast. And Sometimes it works out. One of the guys had to quit at one point. We dropped down to like five members, and Right now we're like we're at five, but really it's like four of us show up. It's kind of hard to plan, and not everyone, especially when you do a lot of work and somebody else doesn't. But I mean, most of the Horrible Gamers, we kind of work in sync with each other. That's why I kind of did Horribly Awkward. That's why I did Horribly Awkward, because for one, it's like my anxiety. What am I showing? Oh no, the Redskins! Ah, football! What is that?
Redskins are winning 34-16 against the Cowboys.
Oh man, I'm taking away from your football time. I'm sorry, dude.
Oh, dude.
Okay. But obviously Horribly Awkward started right here just because of my anxiety. I need to find a way to get in check, and doing these one-on-ones like this, I mean, sometimes it gets crazy. It kind of pushes. But once the podcast, I'm a little nervous almost every time before the show starts. But once it gets started, like right now, I'm 100% in. But I decided to do this 110% myself. That way, a show's not going to get put out 1 week because I didn't make it happen. I mean, I don't have to rely on anybody. I do all the editing. I do all the artwork. I do all the stuff, posting it to feeds, all the promotion through Twitter, all that stuff myself. And it's hard, man. It's so much work to do one show. Yeah. But it feels good to know that I'm making it happen by myself. I mean, there's not a lot of stuff you could do just on your own. It's tough.
Like whenever I started out, you know, JW, he would edit the shows and stuff, and then I learned it. But once I learned it, there was certain things that I did to the radio show, like with adding the intro and fades and this and that. And then, you know, like JW do a show, and I'd be like, oh man, it's not there. You know, it's you know, the little quirks or things that I were funny about. So you know, just out of all honesty, I'd be like, you know, dude, I don't mind doing them. You know, I like doing them.
Yeah.
But that way, you know, it's not a perfectionist, but I like, there's a certain way I like things, you know what I mean? And I don't want anybody else to be responsible for it. So you know what? You know, if I put a poster out for the radio show, you know, I'll work one up real quick and, you know, make sure that it's like the perfect, to my knowledge, before I put it out, you know, and that way, grumpiness or arguing or, you know, maybe do this next time or that next time, you know, so if you do it, then you approve it with the rest of the hosts, and they're like, hey, man, it looks good. Then you post it. And
Hey, Freeman, we're getting a little bit of
It's like with the burgers.
We're getting distorted right now.
Like,
we're getting distorted. You might have to cut cams. Let's do that. I'm in the yellow.
All right, let's cut cams.
Stuff happens. Ha, ha, ha. Let's see what happens. We're in the yellow, man. It says call quality.
I don't know.
You're the story. You look like a VHS tape.
Can you still hear me again?
Yeah, I can. It can hear you, but right now we're going through like a patchy patch. Bad patch. It'll clear.
There's a storm on the horizon. There I am.
You sound like you're in a storm. Really, I can barely hear you.
Do you need to pause? It's all the snow out here. I can't see you guys. I can't see. I'm abandoned.
Oh, it's totally fucked right now.
Do I need to reconnect?
Oh, we're good. I think you sound better now.
Is that a lot better?
Yeah, we're good now.
I need to use my sexier voice.
It was going to... That storm thing, though, it sounded like a real storm, man. That's pretty funny.
Man, what are you talking about?
The life of the DJ, man. That's what you wanted, right?
You're out there, yeah. Like, I've been in one of those crazy storms in Texas, man. It's crazy. I was in a tent on a beach, man, and the wind and the sand started kicking so hard, like, the tent just closed down on me. It was just like I was in a blanket tent, and it was pretty scary, man. The sand was just flying through the sky, man. It was crazy.
That's a good song, man. That's a good DJ song. Sandstorm.
Yeah.
Is it still choppy?
Yeah, it's still choppy. I don't know what happened. It was like perfect, man, until just a second ago.
The YouTube monsters, let me shoot a text to them, a.k.a. my kids.
No YouTube monsters. No YouTube. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, I've been watching Star Wars, man. Star Wars is great. We did a whole episode on it. And you guys just did an episode with Gabe, man. That's awesome, man. He's been waiting to get you on Uncanny, man. That's awesome.
So your power went out, man?
No, I got cheap light bulbs, so they don't sit in the socket all the way. So any movement, they just like I had to like tap on the glass.
Right.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird like that, man. I bought the cheap light bulbs. Oh. I need to buy some better ones. Or it might just be the actual fan fixture itself. It might just be kind of like got some.
Might be that California lifestyle. I'm sure y'all got some power grid something.
No, man. California's great, dude. California's great, man. We got water. We got food. We got
all this emission stuff, and yeah. Everything's based on California here in North Carolina. California emissions, and I'm always like flipping off California from the East Coast because. Sometimes things don't always pass.
Yeah,
because of you guys, man.
Why? That's because we got. Oh, we're good now. We're in the white quality.
California
knows how to party.
More like we're the Californians.
Californians, yeah, I love California, man. We got poverty, man. We got smog, man. We got lots of stuff.
So where are you at? And you're in Fresno, right?
I'm in Fresno, which is right smack in the middle. Literally, if you drive up the freeway about 15 minutes, you come to a point which you'll see a redwood tree, and then you'll see a palm tree. Actually, if you're going up north, you'll see a palm tree, then a redwood tree. That signifies the center of California. The south is the palm trees, and the north is the redwood trees.
Right.
It's right in the middle of the freeway. So you're just driving on the freeway, which is not much in the middle. And all of a sudden, you see these two trees. You see a big palm tree and a big redwood tree in the middle of nowhere. Just kind of go. That's right smack in the middle.
So you live in Endor, right?
Yeah, I live on the forest moon of Endor.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. Man.
That's where that was filmed, right? In the redwood forest.
Was it redwood forest? I guess up north they got redwood forest. We're not far from Yosemite, which I've never been. We're only like 45 minutes away.
Dude, Yosemite, man. I like them documentaries they put out last summer. All the hippies on LSD climbing.
What?
The big mountains and stuff.
Yeah, they got a lot of stuff out there to do, man. I've never actually been there. I don't do much, dude. I don't do much.
Watching.
What? Are you there?
His name. The cooking guy.
Which guy? Uh-oh. Uh-oh, it's happening again.
You're getting choppy now.
Uh-oh, I'm getting choppy.
Yeah, I'm here.
Uh-oh.
The guy Fieri. How do you say his last name?
Oh,
the
cooking. Guy Ferreri? Ferreira? Guy Ferreri. One of those dudes.
Yeah, but he was at a restaurant in your town. And it's like the best one that I ever saw, man. And I really want one of these burgers, dude. And you live right there, man. You could go get one like right now. Like,
I don't.
Right now.
He does have a restaurant I've been to in the Bay Area.
No, he visited one on one of his shows. Oh. You know, like he would go. Oh, and they made this cheeseburger with this giant cheese, dude. It was like you can't even see, you had the bun on the bottom, and they would pour this cheese over it. To where it was literally like a foot of cheese.
I don't want that, dude.
And he would put a pot lid on it, and they would throw water under it. But it was just like massive, huge. Well, you can't see me now, but. Like the size of your laptop screen of cheese over this thing, and people would eat this hamburger with a fork.
That must look good, dude. That sounds so disgusting, man. That sounds so disgusting. There's a lot of food. You know what's great about food? It's just ingredients, man. You make this delicious thing that when you're eating food, I know when I eat some food, like if I eat some good sushi, all my problems disappear until that sushi's gone, man. Like I am eating this sushi and it is so
love
good.
It.
Bite for bite, and I'm going to forget about everything. I'm going to forget I have work tomorrow, and work's going to suck. I'm going to forget that my car insurance bill is due.
Man, I'm like that. Dude, I could drink, you know, I love sushi, but I like Japanese too. I could just drink the ginger sauce, man, and the mustard sauce. Oh, that's it. All my problems go away, Iams. You are so right.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't matter. When you're eating good food, like everything disappears. That's why it sucks being on a diet, man. It's like, I want to eat that good food. I want to eat it all. I want sushi. I want to eat sushi every. Sushi's too expensive, though. I love it, but it's so expensive. I like the crispy shit, been tempura. I don't like the raw sushi. That's not my thing, but I do love sushi.
We'll get some salmon, dude, and just chop it up and put some Italian salad dressing on it. Put it in a bowl in the fridge, and just eat it raw, man. It's so good.
Oh, raw salmon and an Italian dressing.
Yes.
That sounds
interesting. Keep it up. Get a filet. Dice it up, throw it in some Italian dressing, throw it in the fridge, let it get a little chill. Dude, it's heaven. Heaven. You don't like raw sushi, man. What is this?
No, I don't. It's not that I don't like it. It's that I like the stuff with the. I do like when they put like raw eel on top, but I like it when they temper it and it's crunchy. I love anything that's fried. Let's be honest, man. I love fried shit. So when it's crispy, oh, anything tastes better. I mean, if you fry a damn pickle,
pickles are good.
Man,
I hate calabash seafood.
I guess it's not really sushi, but it's great. I like it, dude. Wait, are you talking shit about the way I like sushi?
It's like calabash, right? Calabash, right?
I don't know. I don't even know what that word is, man.
Well, you know, you go to like Myrtle Beach here on the East Coast or all up and down, you know, the beaches on the East Coast, and they have these cow places, knitted and deep fried. And, dude, I like snap. Dude, I like shellfish. And I'm not much on the fried stuff, dude. It makes me poop.
Hey, Freeman, hold on one second. I'm going to reset my little thing right here and see if it's on my
You're frozen,
end.
Sean.
Hold on one sec. One sec. And we're back. Sorry for the technical difficulties. Shit happens when you're podcasting.
Yeah, we're talking about Ewoks. What about the Ewoks, man?
Yeah, the Ewoks are cute, man. They're cute and ugly at the same time. Have you seen that video? There's a video out. I'm not sure if it was on the Uncanny group or not, but like, there's like a little Ewok runs down the street and hands a lightsaber to like a random person, and they're kind of
yeah.
Like, you've seen that, and then all of a sudden, like, the stormtroopers come around the corner, and they're looking at like what the f-? Like okay, all right, and then then Darth Vader comes out of the crowd. It's so funny, dude. Like. Some jokes are
so
amazing.
You're new to Star Wars, right? You saw,
yeah,
you saw something back in the day, but really your first Star Wars movie was
seven,
was the number seven, the new one that's come out.
I watched Return of the Jedi when I was little. I don't remember a lot of it, but I did watch Return of the Jedi, and then so I never cared for Star Wars. It just it's just another space opera. But all this hype over Episode 7, I went and watched it, and I fucking loved it. I actually been to a theater twice already to see it. And I watched the original trilogy all over again, and I just watched Episode 1, which was kind of weak, obviously. I watched that the other night, and I watched half of Episode 2 last night, so I'll probably finish that today, and then I'll finish Episode 3, which will be my final one. I watched the whole thing in like 2 weeks.
Dude, that's good, man. You know, how do you feel about A New Hope, the very first movie ever made? For me, it's kind of weak. I put The Phantom Menace ahead of A New Hope.
It's very slow, but I thought it was good, man. I actually don't like all the CGI in the newer ones. I think it was practical effects was like where it was at with Star Wars, man.
Yeah, the props and puppets and stuff like that is what made it good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
can you see why they kicked George Lucas out and bought it from him?
the newer ones, it's something takes you the newer ones as in the prequels were, like, it seems a lot different. It doesn't have that same charm to it. They were doing too much with all this underwater stuff and all this space stuff with all this traffic flying around. This story is really confusing. Like, I have a hard time following it. Super fans who have seen the originals two or three times each, I guess, would probably be able to follow it a little better. But me only seeing the 4, 5, and 6 one time, it's hard to follow the prequels.
Right, right. Well, the prequels, dude, they get worse as they go, I think. You know, you got a Phantom Menace, which is okay, and then, you know, the rat tails just get out of hand, man. And people that listen to my shows know the rat tails, man. God bless. What was up with, I mean, was George Lucas from the South or what? I mean, when was a rat tail ever cool?
I don't know.
Since they went out of style, and George Lucas brought them back with all those prequels, man. And
the rat tail and the duck tails?
Anti-rat tail, yes. You know, Anakin had a rat tail, dude, really? Really?
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, that's the one I'm on right now, the second one where he's got the rat tail. It took me a second. I was like, what do you mean rat tail? I was thinking of like actual rats, but now I know what you mean now. That's funny, man. Star Wars is good, man. I don't know why I kind of skipped out in it all these years, and now I'm going back watching, which is cool because it gives me something to do right now, and I'm interested. I'm in that Star Wars hype. I'm playing Battlefront. I've got a poster behind me. I bought a fucking Star Wars poster, man. I thought I'd never say I bought a Star Wars poster, but Daisy Ridley, you know, playing playing as Rey. Like, dude, she was such a great character. I bought the poster of her. It's like an animated picture of her, but I saw it at Walmart. It was like $5. Hell yeah, give me that.
Yeah, dude, it was good stuff.
I never thought.
But seriously, let's talk about the rat tails again, man. If they if they made a Star Wars where everybody had a mullet, that wouldn't work either, right?
No,
so why in the world would they add a rat tail?
I don't know, man.
I mean, if they cut everybody's bangs and gave them the Def Leppard singer mullet, that it wouldn't be cool either. So neither are the rat tails, man. So I'm glad in episode 7 they did away with the rat tails.
Yeah, mullets, that would be hilarious if there was mullets, man. There would be so much shit behind that. Star Wars would not be the same. You can't take it serious.
Braided rat tails with a bow on the end. Come on, Lucas.
The guy with his Jedi force jumping around, cutting people in half with his Jedi with his lightsaber, and he's got a fucking mullet. That wouldn't work.
Yeah,
that'd be hilarious.
Pour some sugar on me, Jedi.
Well, hey Freeman, let's have a little fun here. I reached out obviously to a group in the Social Dozen that we're doing on Facebook. I reached out to them and I told them to send us some would you rather. So I see a couple here. I'm gonna try to read these on point. I'm not very good at reading, but I'm gonna read these. So let's do some would you rathers. You ready? These
all right, let's go.
Very random. I don't know what they say yet. Okay, so first is from Fred. How you say Rojas?
Rojas.
Okay, he said, would you rather eat through your butt or defecate through your mouth?
Eat through my butt, man.
Hell yeah.
That's a given. Yeah. Just poop out of their mouth.
Like, when you're in high school and you're not supposed to eat food and stuff, you can just stuck shit in your back pocket and, like, have a little hole up in there and you just kind of sit on your food and...
But I'm sure there's probably people with fetishes doing that now.
I know, but there are probably people who would love to shit out their mouth, too. They probably love the smell and taste of shit.
I put a link in there the other day of a bunch of donkeys, man. So, and people do anything.
This is from Gabe Olea. He says, would you rather make out with Eli, Ted, or Jesus to save your family's lives and no one would know?
The sexy Ted, man. I hung out with Ted before.
I'm going to say Jesus.
You know, Ted is like 6'6".
Ted is 6'6"?
Dude, Ted is so freaking tall. Looking at his pictures, you wouldn't think so. Ted is like NBA tall.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't know he was that tall. I figured he was around my height, which is like 6'1".
See, you're tall to me, man. I'm like 5'8", 5'7", something like that.
Yeah, so you in one aspect of life, you look up to me, man. It feels good. It feels really good, dude.
I do look up to you, Ian.
Thanks, man. Okay, so this is from Eli from Knuckleballer and B-Team, Ted from ZombieCast, and Jesus, who is from currently will be on Social Dozen and Horrible Gamers. I'm going to say Jesus because I know him the best. I've known Jesus for a couple of years now, but, man, I mean, Eli's got that sexy, that New York accent, man. Can't say I don't love that.
Eli's wife might be a different story. I always talk about Miss Sodoom, man. She's
Miss Sodoom.
She's hot, man. Yes.
Hey, Miss Sodoom, how you doing? How you doing?
How you doing?
Okay, so and here you go. This is from another one from Fred Rojas. Would you rather never need sleep but suffer random bouts of narcolepsy, or sleep 3 times a week but for 18 hours? But sleep 3 times a week. But straight 18 hours of sleep. Let me read that again. I'm so terrible at reading, man. I don't know how my glasses are right now. It says, would you rather never need sleep but suffer random bouts of narcolepsy? Narcolepsy? Narcolepsy.
Right.
Or sleep only 3 times a week but for 18 hours at a time?
You know, I've done that a couple times this week on vacation.
I hate sleep, man. To me, sleep is like, you have to sleep every day, and if you don't get enough of it, it messes your whole next day up. But really, I don't like it. I love to wake, like on my first day off of work, I make my sleep is very short, and I love to wake up and start doing stuff, man. I want to do stuff.
Me too, dude. Every night, I never go to bed before 2 a.m., and I always get up for work at 6:20.
Yeah, man, that's kind of close there. On my work day, well,
every day, dude, you'll see me tweeting and posting on Facebook to 2 a.m. I go to bed because, yeah, dude, I like the Jimmy Fallon and the late shows and stuff. So next thing you know, it's 1:30.
Okay, So yeah, you're like me. You just like, there's so much stuff to do. Why not do it? Why? There's people who love sleep though. I don't understand it. Like, they like to sleep 8-10 hours a day, and like, you're just, all you're doing is like blinking your eyes and waking up at a different time. Like, I'm gonna throw this hour away. I don't understand it. I really don't. But I'm sure people like it.
Well, like me, can you take naps? I love naps, but you know what? I'm never right the rest of the day after a nap. Awkward and
yeah. I'll take like 2 naps a year. Like if I'm super tired, I'll take a nap and it really feels good. And you wake up an hour later and feel refreshed. But I don't know. Once I get my day started, you know, a lot of times I'll drink coffee and that kind of sets my whole day for I'm awake.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not a big napper. I mean, I have like I have friends that take naps every day. My cousin, my roommate, they'll take naps like every day. I don't understand it.
What's your favorite coffee, Iams?
Well, I drink Starbucks because my roommate works there. He brings pounds of coffee. He'll bring me a pound of coffee. So I'll make a big
pounds
pot of
kilos,
it.
Pounds and kilos, man.
What is it?
Pounds and kilos, man.
Oh, pounds and kilos. Yeah. So I'll make a pot of coffee and just stick it in the fridge and heat it up day by day. It's ready to go. Throw some creamer in it. I'm good to go.
What? Dude, I've never heard that before.
Yeah. Just make a whole pot, stick it in the fridge in a container, you know, like a pourable juice container. And then each day you just put it in a cup, two and a half minutes in the microwave, and then you throw some creamer in it, man. It's good to go.
Dude, you know what? I did away with pot coffee like probably a year and a half ago. We finally, you know, we were late to the ball game. We got one of the Keurig single cup makers, dude. But, dude, I love it, man. I make it just by the cup now. We don't make pots of coffee anymore.
Oh, yeah, I have a Keurig, too, but it's so expensive. Well, I guess you could do the little refills. That's kind of nice. Do you have that little refill filter? You just stick a little bit of coffee in it?
Yeah, but a lot of times, man, we'll go to, like, Costco or somewhere and buy a gigantic box of, like, the donut shop or something.
Donut shop is good.
I like hazelnut, man. You know, there's this cheap place that we have. I think you guys have on the West Coast. It's called Aldi, A-L-D-I.
I never heard of it.
Aldi is kind of like, it's a German grocery store, and you go in there, dude, and you get, like, 12 cups for, like, $4. Of the Keurig cups, but they're good, man. It's like all this German stuff, but dude, it's really good. You know, I hear that's the only store that Walmart fears is Aldi, but it's I love it, man. I like hazelnut. That's my favorite.
Yeah,
hazelnut creamer and hazelnut coffee.
I don't know if I'm a hazelnut guy.
Are you a coffee milk guy or are you a powdered creamer guy?
I'm the creamer. I'm the liquid creamer guy. I go buy one of the big ones, like whatever brand
it's
they are.
Ice- Old man, I like the single cups. I like the single creamers, liquid creamers. But if you buy the gigantic ones, you got to put it in the fridge, and it makes your coffee not hot anymore. But I could put it in the microwave, like you're saying.
Yeah, that's why I'll nuke it 2.5 minutes, and it's pretty hot. Then you put the creamer, and it's almost perfect. It's good, man. I have it down to a science, dude. I gotta have my coffee. I've been trying not to drink as much coffee lately because I know it makes my brain go crazy. Like, I can't keep up. My thoughts race a lot, so I've been trying to slow the coffee down just a little bit so I don't feel as needy to the coffee.
Yeah.
I'm trying to...
Let me ask you, would you rather?
Okay, go for it, man.
If you were in at 110%, would you rather join ZombieCast full-time and those co-hosts, or would you rather join Knuckleballer Radio and those co-hosts? Ooh, I'm putting you on the fence now.
Okay, well, okay. There's a plus to both sides. If I join Knuckleballer, there's only three of you, so I'd make four.
Only one.
That's a good one. And if I join ZombieCast, then I get to meet guys like Russell, what's his name, from Doc?
I can't think of his last name.
I know, on the spot. But Doc from Z Nation, I'm going to go with Knuckleballer.
All right.
For this reason, because one, there's three of you. And it would only be four of us. It would make for a nice balance. And I'd only have to bring one little topic a week, and we'd make a whole entire show out of it. I'm a lazy guy.
Yeah. So you don't like Ted and Matt?
No,
right?
You know I love Ted and Matt.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm with you, man.
You guys already have four guys and a guest every week, pretty much. So it's like, it would be six of us? That gets a little hectic. That gets a little hectic, dude.
I get you, man.
If you get rid of Normie... Because, you know, I don't like Normie. She,
right, right.
You don't like her either. If you get rid of her, I'll come on. No,
Z-Nation. Right, done deal.
ZombieCast. Yeah.
New host on ZombieCast, man.
Yes.
Already. You got a feeling because she's on both. So win-win for you. Dude, no. Russell, Doc from Z-Nation, man, since he come on, he got my cell number, and he texts me all the time now.
That's
dude.
Awesome, dude. That's so awesome. That guy was, I was like, okay, he's going to drop in for 10 or 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. And like, he stayed on there for over an hour, man. He's like, Lou Temple, man. You guys have Lou Temple? You can just let him do the entire show, man. He will talk and talk, and it's always interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, which, you know, he's been on before talking about The Walking Dead. He was Axel in The Walking Dead, but he was recently on for Rob Zombie's new movie coming out called 31 about the clowns. So he's like the lead bad guy on that. So he come on and talked about it, dude. But Lou Temple, man, he's always a good time to talk. The thing that I like talking about Lou with is like his he's done several films with Johnny Depp. You know, and he'll come on and I'm like, dude, what's it like, you know, at the end of the day when you're done shooting and it's just you and Johnny Depp hanging out, you know, in the hotel or in the campers or wherever. And he gives me those stories, man, of just like getting drunk with Johnny Depp, dude. So Lou Temple, man, he's a fantastic guy, dude. He's done a lot, you know. Like my kids watch Rango all the time. That cartoon Rango, it's kind of like the Hunter S. Thompson, cartoon. And then he was in The Lone Ranger also with Johnny Depp.
Yeah, but a few other things. Cool dude, man.
Yeah, man.
And he played that creepy ass prisoner. Like the first time you see him pop up on The Walking Dead with Tyrese, you're like, oh, this guy's up to no good for sure. This guy is evil. And then you find out, he's a good dude. Yeah.
You got the lesbian hair. Yeah, that always makes me laugh.
I can't wait. Dude, I really can't wait for 31. I love Rob Zombie's movies, man. I can't wait for it. I've seen a couple of the photos with him, with Lou Temple in there, and he's got the chainsaw. Like, oh, it looks fantastic. I can't wait till a trailer drops, man. I want to see some footage, dude. Really, I cannot wait for 31.
Because I think it got rated NC-17, so it kind of delayed the movie. They're trying to clean it up a little bit so it can get the R rating.
He just let it go, man.
He said it was violent, though, man. He said, he was in The Devil's Rejects. He's been in a lot of Rob Zombie films. He was in Halloween. But, we were talking about The Devil's Rejects. You know, he was on that bed scene toward the chick from Three's Company where they stripped her down and was kind of raping her with a shotgun and stuff. And he was talking about that, but he's like, if that bothered you, that's nothing compared to 31. So, dude, I'm excited about it. I love those movies, too.
Yeah, we need to hear these stories, man. Get them on, dude. Let's do it. Sean Freeman, Lou Temple, Horribly Awkward. Let's do it. Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
Dude, I can do it. I talk to Lou all the time, man.
Yeah, let's do it, man. If you can make that happen, it would fucking be so amazing to have Lou Temple on, just the three of us talking about crazy shit. Oh, that'd be so awesome.
Dude, just ask them, man. A lot of times they say yes. That's all I do. I'm like, hey, maybe you want to come on my show? And they're like, okay.
Yeah, sure, man.
It's that easy. Facebook Messenger, man, is the key to guest.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, you guys got a lot of followers. They look at it like, oh, this is opportunity. Look at me, and they're like, I don't know, man. Just talking to this crazy dude, this awkward dude that calls his show Horribly Awkward. I don't know if that's right for my career.
Dude, this show is awesome, man. I was so excited about coming on.
I appreciate it. We're going to make it even more awkward. This is what Matt Bradford says. Matt Bradford says, would you rather taste barf every time you ate something or have the hamster song playing in your head constantly for the rest of your life?
What's the hamster song?
I don't know. I don't know. Is he talking about the hamster? I'm thinking of like the song from the car video with the hamsters. And
what's this a fox say? That's what I don't. What's the hamster song?
I don't know, man. I don't know. But would you? Okay, I'm gonna say like, I think having any song, regardless of how good or bad it is, for the rest of your life is gonna suck. But barf sucks too, man. Would you get used to it? Yeah. You'd probably get used to the barf, right? After a while, it's like piss beer. You could drink like Bud Ice, dude. First Bud Ice is gonna taste like shit, but after you drink six, you're like,
I don't know, dude. I get acid reflux a lot, and I wake up like. With barf all in my mouth and throat and nose and dude. Yeah.
Barf's no good, man.
I'd have songs stuck in my head for sure. I hate barf.
Oh, I get songs stuck in my head all the time. But my roommate came in the other day. He's like, hey, would you like to play this roulette jelly bean game or something? I was like, yeah, whatever. Gave me one. First one tastes like diaper. I'm like, oh, ah.
Yeah, we've done it on Knuckle a couple of times, man.
And then the barf one. I was like, how do they get the barf taste in the freaking jelly beans? It's disgusting.
Well, see, why can't they take something and make it sugar tasting so you could put like in sweet tea? Or why can't they make fake tasting sugar? I mean, they make barf tasting jelly beans. Why can't, it seems like they can make sugar that tastes like sugar that's not fattening at all. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, but the jelly beans are obviously, yeah, how do you make the fake? I think, I don't know if sugar is an actual flavor or if it's like a texture, a consistency.
Like you take flour and you make it sugar flavored. Yeah. There's flour healthier than sugar, right? I've always wondered that, why they can't substitute the, like a diet drink. Why can't they imitate the exact same taste? I mean, they make barf jelly beans, right? Why can't they imitate the taste of a Mountain Dew? Why does a diet Mountain Dew have to have that aspartame, car sick, yucky, nasty feel to it?
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I drink a lot of diet sodas and stuff. I guess some of it's like whatever. It's I don't drink the regular ones anymore.
Why can't they imitate the taste of a normal one though? That blows my mind. That, I mean, like in that same jelly bean pack, I mean, they have like dirty diaper and baby wipe and this and that, and they make a taste for it.
How do they, you know, how
it
do they
blows
do
my
that?
Mind that diet drinks can't taste like drinks.
Who's licking the diapers to get the flavor, man? How do they know? I don't get it. How do they know, man? Do they take diapers and soak them in water and then
laboratory humans, man?
Ugh.
Disposable employees.
All right, so here you go. This is the next level of creepiness. This is from our buddy Michael Caldwell. He says, would you rather have sex with your cousin in secret or not have sex with your cousin, but everybody thinks you did? Leave it to fucking Mikey, man.
Might as well score, man, if you go be blamed with it. Whatever, man.
Hopefully it's a cousin you don't know, like a distant cousin you haven't met. Leave it to Michael, man. Michael Caldwell, XD Experience, guys. Go listen if you want to hear weird shit like that.
Might as well hold your eyes shut and get some. Like, yeah, I don't know. And that's a hard one there.
Yeah, let's pretend like we answered, but we didn't. He'll never know. He never listens to Horribly Awkward. This is from Henley Merrill. If you probably know him as Gunny Chief. He listens to your guys' show now, too. Good friend of mine. Well, sort of good. Yeah, pretty good friend of mine now. Yeah, we're buddies. He says, would you rather be wear nothing but Daisy Dukes and dance at your next DJ gig or announce that you have herpes on the Redskins Stadium trombone? Jumbotron. Damn it, I fucked that whole thing up. Would you rather be wearing nothing but Daisy Dukes at your next dancing gig, Sean, or announce that you have herpes on the Redskins Stadium Jumbotron?
Dude, I would rather wear the Daisy Dukes for sure.
<You're> like, what's new,
I'm not
right?
Announcing Jack on the Jumbotron.
I know. What's new though? Don't you wear Daisy Dukes?
I wear Daisy Dukes anyway. Man.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Thanks.
That's kind of not a fair question.
Yeah, Henley's the man, dude. Gunny Chief.
Stilettos,
dude.
And Daisy Dukes, that's me.
Henley deals with a lot of social anxiety like I do, but he's been doing stuff like lately to get it fixed. I remember one time you told him he should come on a Knuckleballer. I think he wants to, man, but I think he's just super nervous about it.
Yeah. It's weird, man. After doing these shows for a while, you know, a lot of people is like, man, I'm nervous. It's just like a phone call, right?
Kind of. It isn't, because you know other people are hearing you. There's pressure behind it. I mean, I was already doing podcasts for like a bunch of episodes when you offered me to come on Knuckleballer, and I was nervous as hell, dude. If you go back and listen to the first time I was on there, I didn't say much at all. I just kind of like listened, and every once in a while I'd say something. And the last time I was on, man, I like took over.
Yeah, dude, you're good, man.
I took over.
You're a natural show, man. You got a good voice. You got that real proper English, the West Coast English.
I got the real proper English.
Probably. Even Gabe in Arizona, he's got that West Coast, the real proper English.
Yeah, Gabe, another awesome dude, man. I'm Kenny X Bros. Pimp all the shows, man. These guys are awesome.
Yes, man.
And Michael Caldwell comes back with another one. Says, would you rather be a virgin forever or have sex with your brother or sister one time?
Virgin forever. That's a little too close.
Yeah, I can deal with the virgin forever, man. That's what porn's for. It's free too. It's free.
What's up with all this incest, Caldwell?
I know.
That's the Delaware people for you.
It makes you wonder, man. It makes you wonder. Normie says, would you rather eat toe cheese or eye boogers off your better half?
Ooh.
Toe cheese is that's pretty foul, man. I'd say eye boogers, man.
Eye boogers, yeah, for sure.
That's like dried up tears, basically. That's it for our would you rathers. But yeah, I appreciate everyone pitching in. All the awesome.
You should start doing a who you're kicking out of bed. I know the B team used to do that years ago.
You get like three people, who are you going to kick out or what? Like a
two people. Yeah, who would you keep? Who would you kick out?
Mary F. Kill. We start doing Mary F. Kills. I'm going to start doing that. That starts a new trend for Mary F. Kills. People send in your Mary F. Kills, three people, whatever, man. I'll answer them. Let's do that. That'd be cool.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Well, Larry Curly or Moe, Mary F. Kill.
Whoop, whoop.
I don't know the difference between any of them. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. So, dude, what's some hobbies that you got, man?
Well, podcasting.
Stuff about you.
Video gaming.
Besides that.
Video gaming, that's it, dude. Podcast, video games, and work. That's like basically all I do. I mean, I watch some movies, some shows. I mean,
well, see, a lot of people I talk to. If it's okay, I just want to ask you something because we do this a lot.
All right,
like Matt Bradford and a lot of people that I talk to just don't go shopping just for the hell of it.
Okay,
yeah, like us. A lot of times we're sitting here bored. We're like, all right, let's go to Target. So we'll go to Target. So whenever Iams goes in Target, where do you go?
I don't really go to Target. I like to go to Best Buy a lot.
All right, where do you go in Best Buy? Where's your keys? Because I got a Best Buy like less than a mile from my house.
Yeah, I go there a lot. I like to go walk down the TVs, go see if there's any reason to buy a new TV this year. Like every year I like buy a new TV because TVs get cheap enough to it just seems right to buy it. Like, I like to go look at all the 4K and stuff, and then I talk to the guy, and he's like, well, if you don't have stuff pushing 4K, it's not really even a big deal.
Right.
Video game stuff, look at computer stuff. You know, most of shopping is online nowadays, though. You know, like, I look up stuff online because it's so much easier to look up reviews. I don't like to just blindly buy shit.
Well, dude, I YouTube test everything.
Yes, YouTube. I mean, I do not buy, if it comes to tech, I do not blindly buy anything. If it's a PC, if it's hardware, if it's a video game, if I watch reviews, I look at reviews. I mean,
over and over and over. I'm the same way, dude. I put it through the YouTube test. Somebody out there has tested and given honest opinions about it. Like the knife that my kids got me, they're like, what knife do you want for Christmas? So, you know, I was testing knives via YouTube, you know, on what I wanted, you know, all through October, so I can tell them what knife that I want whenever the Christmas season come up.
Yeah, that's a kick-ass knife, too. Man, I need a big-ass knife like that, dude.
Big knife.
That's a big knife. I can't do no accents, man. I can't do accents. Well, what do you do? You like to go to Target and shop? I can't stand Target for some reason. I don't know what it is.
Or Walmart. Do you go in Walmart?
I do go to Walmart a lot. Actually, you know, every Friday
I wait. Where do you go? When you go in Walmart, where do you go?
Well,
like, me and my wife, it's like... Yeah, and the reason I asked because, like, I used to go whenever I was a kid with my mom to Kmart or Zayers. And I'd be like, Mom, I'm going to Electronic. And I'd leave her at the door.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm the same way with my wife. As soon as we hit the door, I'm like, I'm out. I got my phone on me.
Yeah.
And, like, you say, I'll go look at the knives or the electronics or, you know, I don't know, man. But where do you go? I mean, like, where's your go-to? As soon as you walk in Walmart, where are you going first?
Well, I don't really go in for anything specific. I take my grandma to Walmart almost every week. I drive her over there, and then she goes, and I'm just like, I just get the stuff I need to go. I like grocery shopping for some reason, but I spend a lot of time, man. You want to see me how long I stand there and I choose which flavor ice cream I want? You know, it might be 10 minutes. Literally, it might be 10 minutes, man. I'm looking
cereal aisles like that with us, man.
Oh,
I spend an hour and a half. It's like the cereal aisle is like the beer aisle. Dude, I just can't decide.
Yes, cereal too. I love cereal, man. Oh, cereal's the shit, dude. I've been using almond milk lately. So, like, only some cereals that don't mix with almond milk. Like, you couldn't, like, Fruity Pebbles or Fruit Loops wouldn't go good with it. But
you want to know what we've been eating lately from Walmart? The cereal. And I like the Walmart brand cereals, like the Apple Blast instead of Apple Jacks. I think they taste better. But if you go all the way to the end where they got the bag cereal, like, there's Honeycomb and they got Fruity Pebbles. They come in a big, giant bag. Like
Yeah.
Get the Galactic Crunch, dude. And it's got... What it's got in it, it's got it's like the Walmart brand, but it's got, you got some Cap'n Crunch in there, you've got some Trix, you've got some Lucky Charm marshmallows in it, and I think there's a little bit of chocolate in there, dude. But it's like five different cereals just slammed into one bag, dude.
That sounds good. Dude, that sounds like a stoner's dream, man.
I think it's called the Galactic Crunch.
That sounds like a stoner brand. Like, hell yeah, just throw it all in a bowl and give me some milk, man.
Yeah, dude. Dude, it's so awesome, man. And my kids are like, Galactic Crunch. So, you have $6 for a gigantic bag or five something. California's probably $16, but I don't know, man. It's good stuff.
It's not no $16. I mean, something about cereal, though. It tastes so good, but it really doesn't get you full. So you have to eat two bowls, three bowls, and you're like, what am I eating? Just eating a bunch of cereal, man. But it doesn't get me full.
Dude, I love cereal, man. Yes, I could eat cereal all day, every day.
Yep, cereal, ice cream. You know, I love waffles, what? French toast, breakfast. Anything breakfast since I wake up so late. It's like I have this thing. I have this fantasy of breakfast, and I don't eat it that much. But when I eat breakfast, man, hash browns and eggs, and oh, I love breakfast, dude. Oh, you're making me hungry right now.
Dude, man. I bought some chickens last week. I mean, last year, like in the fall, man. So we get eggs every day now. I get 4 eggs a day, and you know what? They accumulate like crazy, man. I get eggs everywhere.
Oh, yeah. So you guys can't eat them quick enough? How does that work?
Well, it started off, you know, like we'd give them to people and this, that, and the other. And then Freeman Mommy, you know, she told me, she's like, once it gets cold outside, they stop laying eggs in the winter. So we went out there the other day, and it was literally like 22 eggs.
Oh, no.
We're sitting on it. I was like, hey, man, you got to check for the eggs. They're still laying the eggs. So, you know, we didn't even open the bin where the things were. Dude, there was so many eggs in there.
That's why you got to get a hog. My mom's friend, she has like a little, it's kind of like a farm, but she has chickens. And then when the eggs are bad and stuff, she also has these big hogs, and she just throws the eggs at them. It doesn't matter how nasty they are. They eat the shell and everything, man.
Well, see, the eggs in, you know, whenever they lay the eggs, dude, they're good for like 45 days.
Yeah.
But 4 eggs, you know, I mean, add up, you know, you can go 3 or 4 days without checking, and you got 16 eggs in there. So, you know, it's a good idea, and I like it, but you can't eat eggs every day. It's not like, you know, we can eat them all up because of the cholesterol. So,
okay. Okay, this just in. This is from Brink from Horrible Gamers. This just in.
All right.
Leave it to Brink to make it really weird. It says, would you rather punch a baby in the face as hard as you can or punch your grandma as hard as you can?
I'm not punching my grandma. I'm kicking a baby. Kick punching. My grandma's gone, but no way. And you better not be punching your grandma, dude. She's all sexy.
Hey, grandma. Grandma, you hear what Freeman's saying about you?
Mm. Dude, you got to give me some pictures of your grandma that you're not in, man. It's just kind of awkward. You make it awkward, man. Me holding just pictures.
Why don't you just Photoshop?
I'm holding my phone up in the bathroom, dude, and you're in the same pic. Dude, you got to give me some solo pics of grandma.
Why don't you just Photoshop me out, dude? It's perfect. And then you just fit your little body in there, and then... Everybody wants kung fu fighting. Yeah, thanks.
Gilfs, dude, gilfs.
Thanks, Brink. Brink and I would have to, you know, I love my grandma, and I don't have a baby of my own, so I guess. But I do have a grandma of my own, so I'm punching a baby. I wouldn't go 100% on the punch because I don't want to knock its head off.
I'd sling a baby over my grandma.
Yeah, that's I leave it to the horror. We're horrible, man. That's why they call us the Horrible Gamers. We say horrible things, but not as creepy as Michael, dude, Mr. Codwell.
You know, I always say that on ZombieCast. You know, if you had a stranger's baby, man, and slung him, you know, zombies are coming, you sling the baby somewhere else, man, the zombies they'll follow the baby.
Speaking of ZombieCast, man, I need to get up on that show someday. One day.
Yeah, man.
Someday somebody will be gone. I'm going to fill in. And then I'm going
to be. You're always welcome on, man. Everybody that I podcast with, and we do podcast form, but it's live radio. But, dude, they all love you, man. Everybody loves some IMs.
Thanks, man. Do you like doing the live thing, or do you think it takes right now it's a lot easier for me to concentrate on our conversation, but when we do the live shows sometimes on Horrible Gamers, we used to do them every week, I'm looking and trying to read the comments. I'm thinking way too hard for what I'm trying to do. It's a little distracting.
For me, it's no more pressure because, you know, every 30 minutes I'll look at chat and make a comment, I love you all, or this, or the other. But, dude, it's hard to keep up with chat. So a lot of times it's there. And, you know, Norma and Ted and Matt a lot of times make comments from the chat. But for me, where I'm doing the recording and making sure, you know, all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, dude, usually I just talk, just like we're talking now.
Yeah, Normie's good. It really, I mean, I know from the first time I went and listened to you guys live, and Normie, you just pop in and be like, hey, like she greets everybody when they pop in. If she catches it, and like she's like the one who moderates the chat, like really good.
Yeah, she does. She's perfect, man. Perfect.
Normie's a triple threat, man. She just does everything.
She's good, man. She's good. I guard her with awe, I'm telling you.
Hey, dude, speaking of, we were talking about Starbucks earlier. Just something that just popped in my head and remembered. My roommate works over there. He said that a couple of weeks ago, some people came in. They have these $130 mugs. Have you seen that?
God bless us, California, man.
They have these $130 like Starbucks mugs, cups. I don't know why they're so expensive. Maybe they got bling on them. Someone went in there and stole a bunch of them, and then they just put them on Craigslist like idiots. And I don't know if they caught him yet, but they definitely saw, like, okay, there's five of these cups, super expensive cups missing, and then there's, like, five cups on Craigslist, like a bunch of dumbasses.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like, some people are idiots, man, when it comes to Craigslist. You're just asking for trouble. But stealing, why are you going to steal these Starbucks cups? They also have a card there. No joke, man. It's right. $500 for the card. It comes preloaded with $50 on it, but it's like a $500 Starbucks card.
Dude, that's crazy, man.
Just for the card. $450 for this piece of whatever. It's got to be nice metal, you'd hope.
Do you ever tip at Starbucks? Yeah, you know, they got the tip jar up there.
No, I don't. I'm not a big tipper unless people go out of the way to make you.
I said big dipper.
Dipper. Ugh. Unless, if someone goes out of the way to make you laugh or make you have a good time or shows that they're worth a tip, I mean, that makes me want to do it, but. When it comes to like Starbucks,
I've never done it.
I don't make a lot of money doing the job I do, and I fucking work hard, and no one tips me. So people always say, like, oh, they're just working off minimum wage plus tips. Well, yeah, I'm right about that same area, too. I don't make a lot of money, and I don't get no tips.
You get all that treasure stuff that you find,
man. Yeah, all that treasure. Well, I do collect cans and bottles. Sometimes that equals up to a little bit of cash, but... when I used to just sweep the parking lots, I used to do like the Best Buy Target parking lot. It's a big parking lot over here. When I was changing the liners, the trash can liners, I pull all the plastic bottles out and stuff, and I was getting almost $100 a month from that.
Wow. Stuff.
Like, yeah, it was worth it. It was totally worth it. Now I don't do that, so I mean, it's kind of hard to.
See, whenever I was younger, me and my mom was walking through a parking lot, and she picked up an empty cigarette pack out of the blue, dude, and it was $100 in it. So if I was doing what you were doing, man, every time I saw a cigarette pack, I'd have to open it. Pop out.
Hell yeah, dude. I mean, a couple of the guys that I work have found like a couple of like lump sums, a couple $100, $400, $200. It's a shitty thing, man. You feel like really bad for whoever dropped it, because if you lost that money, it'd be terrible. But who do you like return it to? Like, hey, Taco Bell, I found $200 in front of your store. Is this one of your guys's? Well, fuck yeah, it is. Bring it inside. Yeah.
It's a gift, man, from the gods.
But I do find wallets every once in a while, and I make sure everything's intact, and I try to find a way to get that back to them. Like, I'm not always sure if it's an address close by. I mean, at one time, there was an address close by, and I went to drive to that address. I looked it up on my phone, went to go drive to drop it off, but she lived in a gated community, so I couldn't get in, so I drove back to the... restaurant I found it in front of, and like the restaurant was closed, so I put a flower pot right in front of the door, and I shoved the wall underneath, hoping they would do something with it. I didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, yeah.
But the scary thing about losing a wallet is people get a hold of your credit cards and your info and maybe your social security. It's a dangerous world out there, man.
Yeah, dude. Apple Pay, man. You gotta get Apple Pay.
I found a wallet a couple weeks ago, and it had just like it was like the same picture on like a 10 different states and different names, a bunch of fake IDs.
Yeah, I remember seeing that picture you posted.
And then I brought it to, I was filling up at Costco in the morning. I know the guys at Costco, the guys who work at the gas station at Costco. And I told him about it. And he's like, oh, you need to turn that into a cop. So I'm like, man, I don't want to go. I have no time to do this. So, oh, just leave it with me and I'll have them come over here. They come over here pretty often. And I was like, yeah, because I trust this guy. He's not the type that's like, oh, I'm going to take all these fake IDs. But he did something with it. But, yeah, I don't know, man. There's a lot of scandalous people, man. People go through trash and just look for your info, and they just find your name and your address, and then they go from there. And it's scary, man. If someone gets into your info, your bank account or something.
Yeah,
man.
Dude, I've had that a couple of times, man.
Oh,
I hate
really?
It.
I don't know if I've ever had it.
Dude, twice, man. One time, we had just got to Myrtle Beach. We were going for a week, kind of a beach week vacation. And as soon as I got to the beach, I went to use my debit card and it denied it. I was like, what the crap, dude? We hadn't even got to our hotel yet. So Angie called the bank and they're like, oh, yeah, we put a block on it. Well, I don't have credit cards. I don't have a checkbook. That's all I got. We did have a check. Freeman Mommy had a check. And what we had to do was we had to go to Walmart. And once we got to Walmart at the beach, I was like, somebody's tampering with our card, it's blocked, you know, we need some cash. If we buy a TV, can I return it as soon as I buy it? And they were like, yeah, man, that, people do that all the time. So I had to get about like a $3,000 TV and then return it within 2 minutes. And they gave me cash back. But, dude, that sucks, man, when people tamper with your stuff.
Yeah.
Sucks.
It is. It's the worst, man. It's scam. I mean, California, drug addiction in California. I mean, meth is really big. I've been in that world years ago. I've been out of that scenery for years, and I don't know anybody close that does it. But when I was down and dirty doing dumb shit, and it's such a big thing, man. And trust me, every drug addict is doing shit against, you know, illegal stuff to get what they need. That's just how it works, because you can't, there's no way you're doing the right thing and you got enough money to support your addiction. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. And it grabs a hold of you and all your common senses fly out the window. But I mean, there's a lot of Fresno, I think at one time was reported like the biggest for GTA car thefts. And, one of the biggest in the entire United States, man. I mean, it's crazy.
I hate a thief, dude. I'm the type of person, I walk in a store, like I could walk into Barnes & Noble, and if I want to subscribe to a magazine, dude, I won't even take the freaking, you know, the coupon out of the center of a magazine. I'll buy the magazine to get the coupon so I can subscribe or something, dude. I hate a thief.
Is that being a thief, man? You're still trying to subscribe to a magazine.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I don't know. I was raised to pay, but to have somebody to steal from me, man,
makes me
so mad.
Because you work so hard. You work so hard to get it, and somebody else can just take it.
Money does not come cheap.
Yeah, I mean, like I've said on Horribly Awkward, I talked about it a couple podcasts ago, but we had, when I was chilling one day, I'll make this quick. When I was in my room one day hanging out in the old apartments we used to live in, people came through our window and stole everything in the living room while I was in my room with the TV on loud and the fans on. It was very obvious I was in the room. But they came in, took a 40-inch TV, PlayStation 3, a booklet with every DVD that my roommate had. They were trying to steal his gaming rig, but, I mean, it was all wired up, and they probably couldn't get it unwired, luckily. That would have killed him. He would have been furious over that. But, I mean, like, people will just come in while you're there and take all your shit, man. It's scary.
Sucks.
And the cop was like, it's probably a good thing you didn't come out while they were here, because you don't know, they could have, there's probably more than one, and they were probably ready to do whatever they could to take your stuff.
Yeah.
So I mean,
happened to a lady at work, man. They broke in her house, and you know, when she woke up, she realized everything was gone.
Oh,
you know,
man.
A lot of stuff was gone in her house, but the nightstand by her head where she was sleeping, the drawer was open and stripped of all the cash in it. So they were right there when she was sleeping.
Fuck that, man. That's, you know, that's the type of thing that makes you never, like, feel comfortable or safe. You'll never feel safe. I mean, feeling safe is mandatory for living, man. You should feel safe where you live, where you work. And if you can't even feel safe where you fall asleep in your own house, man, that is truly scary.
And you know, and that's the thing, you know, living in, say, a nice neighborhood. You know, we live in a nice neighborhood, but, man, the bad guys come here.
Oh, yeah, that's where they're going to target. I mean, you've been seeing it all over Facebook. I don't know if you have, but I've been noticing a lot of people have personal video cameras, like, on their porches, and there's a lot of people coming and grabbing their UPS packages and FedEx packages.
Yeah.
You see it all the time, man. And, like, I'm hoping these people get caught, because they're just walking up. They just walk up to your door, grab your box, or they'll walk up, knock on the front door. Oh, no one answered. Let's go around the back. Go inside and just start taking all your stuff, man.
That sucks, because they do. They just drop it off, man. If you're not there, man, they'll leave the box there.
Yeah, that's scary, man. We need guys. It's 2016. Before we end the show, we're gonna end the show here in a second. But Freeman, man, for 2016, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I don't know, man.
Well, I'm working on smaller stuff. I'm not working.
I gotta stop smoking, man.
Smoking's a hard one, man. I mean, I spent a lot of time in Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous, and that's the one, dude, that's really hard. You got to, I mean,
I enjoy it, dude. I enjoy smoking.
Yeah. I've never smoked. I've never smoked once ever, so.
It's the most pointless, dumbest thing ever. It's just you enjoy it.
What about the vape? Everyone's vaping, man. Get some flavor in there.
Maybe I need to try that.
That's a big thing in California. It's not where you're at.
Well, yeah, it's everywhere here. You know, they got no vape signs everywhere. Yeah.
Oh, really?
But it's like, yeah, like a lot of places don't allow you to smoke with it. But, you know, it's like a lot of those contraptions are like $100. So that's my cigarette money. That would be my cigarette money for that week. So whether it work or not, that's the thing with the vapes. You know, if I buy it and it don't work, that's my budget for the week for smoking.
Well, a lot of the people I know have actually quit smoking completely. I mean, you can get it with or without nicotine. I don't know who knows? This stuff hasn't been around long enough to tell if the long-term side effects are there. I mean, really, there's not enough scientific background behind
that's
it.
That scares me, too. But the cigarette, you know, cigarettes I think are bad, right?
Yeah.
But I think, you know, that there's been people that have smoked, you know, 2 cartons a week to live to be, you know, like your grandma's age. I mean, so I think you have a path. And I think it's there either or.
And there's also people who have never smoked and they end up with lung cancer somehow. You know, life is trippy.
It is. So, I mean, but I got to quit, man. My kids ask me all the time. I'm the only smoker. You know, my wife doesn't smoke. I smoke. We don't smoke in the house. But it's like, you know, I'm in the garage now with the door open. And, but, dude, I got to quit smoking, man.
That seems like an awesome place to podcast, man. Door open, you got some sunlight coming through, man. That seems amazing, dude. I want that.
It's kind of chilly now. It's been getting cold here.
That seems awesome, though. My New Year's, I'm not going for anything big. I'm trying to go for smaller stuff. Like, I would like to take things less personal. Like, I'm a type of person that takes things personal, especially if you live with roommates. It's like, oh, someone left this area of the room, like, something right here, like it just, my OCD kicks over, like I gotta straighten this up. But it's like,
yeah, my wife's OCD.
Yeah, it's like it's not personal. It's not personal towards me, but I'm a head trip, dude. That's what it is.
My wife's the same way, dude. All the time, I could scoot out. I could be sitting at the kitchen table, scoot out. You know, playing on my Mac, sitting at the kitchen table, scoot out, go pee, come back. She's gonna scoot the chair in.
Yeah, dude, I'm the same. I'm
like,
the
what
same.
What the crap?
Way.
I guess it's a good thing, but she's very OCD about stuff.
Does she take it personal though? Stuff. Is she like Sean? You're always leaving this table scooted out, and I got to push it back in, or is it just like something she does naturally?
She just does it naturally, but a lot of times I'm just like, what the crap, come on. And she's like, oh, and I'm like, all right, whatever.
Like, if you see my room, it's really, everything's really straight. And look at if you look right here at my desk, I have my pad of
not
paper
on video.
I've if you could see it, I have my pad of paper, like I have it, I've like put it straight with the side of the corner of the desk. I have my phone on it straight. I have the remote sitting next to it very straight. I get that kind of OCD. But I don't get the cleaning OCD where I have to scrub shit clean. But
what I've learned, a lot of OCD people are not OCD about their stuff. It's about everybody else's stuff. Like, I could come in with my bag from work laid on the table, but there could be 10 things of Freeman Mummies on that table, but I'll come back and my bag's hung up in the closet. And I'm like, well, what about the other 10 things? She's like, it was your bag.
Yeah, lead by example, dude. Well, I guess if you say some of her stuff's on the table, but sometimes it's just like me. If I show Sean that I'm hanging up his bag multiple times, he'll get the point. I don't have to do it next time.
I've never got the point. I never got it.
God bless. God bless.
Yeah, I love you, Iams, man.
Yeah, I love you too, man. I mean, you're an amazing freaking dude. Let's tell everybody where they can find you. I mean, I've mentioned Sean Freeman on every show, and now he's finally on. He can mention himself.
Awesome.
Plug your shit, man.
Where'd he go?
Where'd he go? What happened? Where'd I go?
Where'd he go?
Who? Me?
Hello.
Oh, what happened?
Hello.
Funny thing is, you guys can. Oh. The funny thing is, you guys could hear. I could hear him. He can.
I hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, I was there. I could hear you fine, and they can hear me fine on my mic, but you couldn't hear me, so it just made for an awkward situation. But we still rolled, man. Go ahead and plug your stuff before we exit the show, man.
Yeah, you can find me Monday nights, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern at allgames.com. We broadcast Knuckleballer Radio. I mean, ZombieCast there live on Monday nights. And on Thursdays on allgames.com, we broadcast Knuckleballer Radio at 9 p.m. Eastern. And, you know, it's a good time over there. You can find me on twitter.com/FreemanDaddy5 or at Knuckle Radio or at ZombieCast World, which, dude, we're almost at 40,000 over there, man. It's we got quick, but it's a slow process. But go follow us over there. And then my Xbox One gamer tag is FreemanDaddy7, and that's just the number 7, FreemanDaddy7. Dude, Iams, thanks for having me on, man. This is an honor, man. I look up to you, dude.
Dude, you ain't no gamer. Come on, Sean. We played Titanfall. Where you at, man? You're not playing no games. I see your son on there probably playing.
Dude, I've been playing. You want to know what's good? Is I can't think of the name of it. It's the third game that just come out.
Yeah, the game's totally good. Black Ops? What?
No, not Black Ops 3. I have that. The game where
Just
you
Cause?
Get the craft, Just Cause 3, dude. It's one of the best games ever made.
That's when
have
I'm
you
playing.
Played it?
I'm playing it on PC right now.
Oh, my God, dude. The way you can fly all the time in the wingsuit, and you can demand your airplanes once you get them, or the cars.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just limitless. That game is limitless. You can play it for 5 minutes or 5 hours, dude. That game is so much fun.
Hell, yeah. It's just chaos, man. It's what games are supposed to be about, fun, so have fun.
Yes, dude. So, follow me all those places, man, and dude, keep up the good work, Iams. You rock, man.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. You guys can also send me voicemails if you want. If you want to send me a voicemail, go ahead. 510-600-3475. That's 510-600-3475. Send me a voicemail about whatever you want. You can talk trash. I don't care. Send me a voicemail. I'll play it. It doesn't matter what the topic is. You just want to tell me an awkward story or something weird that happened that week? Yeah, great. Play it. Send it to me. Awkward_podcast on Twitter. HorriblyAwkwardPodcast@gmail.com if you want to reach out to me. Or just find me, Sean Iams Fuller, on Facebook. I love to get personal with my audience. So just let's be friends on Facebook. It's all gravy. At Horrible Gamers, that's my other podcast, and Twitter. And we have a Facebook group for that. And we have pages for both podcasts. And They Call Me Iams is my gaming platform, my gaming gamer tag for all platforms. They Call Me Iams. So find me on there. And at They Call Me Iams on Twitter. That's my personal one. Nobody follows my personal Twitter, but. Because they don't like me, but they like my show. That's cool. I get it. But, you know, peace out, Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. Hey, wait, dude. Speaking of personal things, man, does grandma have dentures? I need to know.
Hey, Sean, man. I'm going to text her right now and find out.
Man, I love you.
On that note, you guys, just like Gidget says, peace out, Brussels sprouts.
Peace out.
What keeps a man from going bald?
What keeps... I don't know, because I'm bald as...
Hair.
That was a good one, dude. You got
those
any more?
Those are my kids' jokes, man. I get kids' jokes all the time.
That was a pretty good one. I was like, what? What is this? And some remedies? You need some rub some tomato oil on your head or something?
Hey, here's another kid's joke. What was George Washington's last words before they crossed the Delaware River?
I don't know.
Get in the boat.
All right. You know what, dude? There's a lot of guys I need to still get on Horribly Awkward from Social Dozen. I definitely need to get Eli. I mean, I don't know why I haven't had him. I guess you reach out to him. Fred, you don't. I mean, I've heard him a couple on your shows. I would love to get to know some of these guys that don't know. And I listened to a couple episodes of Zombie Life podcast.
Yeah, Eddie Rotten, man, it's good.
Eddie Rotten's a cool dude, man. He was interviewing this chick and this guy who made that movie Crawl or Die, indie horror film. It's like a, you know, they did it all themselves, and I watched it. That movie was tense, dude. That movie was crazy. Wow, are you claustrophobic?
A little bit.
Have you ever seen the movie The Descent, or The Descent, with those chicks that go down the caves?
I haven't seen it.
Well, it's really tense, man. This girl is going through these tunnels where she can barely squeeze through, and they're like 50 feet, 100 feet long, and she's barely squeezing through with her like her elbows. You gotta watch this movie, man. It'll make you feel disgusting. Oh, it'll hurt your brain to think that they made these movies. I mean, obviously, it's she's not really going through a 100-foot tunnel. It's probably more like 20 feet. But even 20 feet, if I had to go through a 20-foot tunnel where I could barely fit through, I'd panic, dude. I would panic.
Dude, we kind of done that. We were in Jamaica, and we went to the slave runaway caves because, you know, that's where the slave trades were. We're in Jamaica. That's why when you go to Jamaica, it sounds like they're speaking English, but it's all like French, English, and Spanish mixed up. So, you know, they'd be like, you know, no problem, man, and stuff like that. But whenever they talk to each other, you can't understand them. But we went down in the slave runaway caves, and it's where they filmed the James Bond movie. We went way down in this cave, and there were a couple of places, dude, where I thought some of us weren't going to be able to fit through these holes. And when we got to the bottom, dude, there was a lake down there, like 200 feet down. took us like 40 minutes to get there. And then when we got down there, they turned the lights out. And it was so dark in that place. And then they shined these lights up, dude. And it was like 10,000 bats in there.
Ooh, that's trippy. I never seen I've seen bats, a couple of them, but I never seen like groups of them, man.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Animal Kingdom? Disney's Animal Kingdom, you know, they got these bats in there, these fruit bats, and they're like, they're 3 foot tall with a 6 foot wingspan.
3 foot tall?
Yeah, 3 foot tall bats, dude. And you can put your arms in there where they're at, you know, that they only eat fruit, dude.
Oh, that's weird. They're not 3 foot tall, are they?
Yeah, they're 3 foot tall with a 6 foot wingspan.
So you look up to them, you're like, hey, big tall bat.
Yeah, they're hanging upside down just looking at you. No, but their head is like the size of my dog.
Well, if they're like 3 foot, it means they're like just barely taller than you.
Yeah, for real.